This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection would like you to be aware of scams going around. Scammers convince consumers to invest their money in fraudulent schemes by using many different tricks, even romance. Ahead of Sweetest Day on October 18th, consumers can protect themselves from heartbreak and devastating financial loss by learning how these scams work and how to identify them. In recent years, a form of investment fraud known as pig butchering has become more common. In this scam, the scammer targets a consumer by pretending to be an online romantic interest or investment coach. The scammer builds a relationship with their target through a dating app, text messages, or social media platform. Next, the scammer asks their target to invest with them in a promising new trading platform or by buying an exciting new cryptocurrency. They guarantee big returns. But what the consumer does not know is that the proposed investment is secretly controlled by the scammer. The consumer is provided fake growth charts and account statements from the fake trading platform and are then encouraged to invest more money into the scheme. This is called fattening the pig. When the consumer runs out of money or realizes it's a scam, the scammer butchers the pig by disappearing with all the investment funds. The best way for consumers to handle a pig butchering scam is to recognize the red flags and avoid it entirely by never giving money to anyone they meet online. Some warning signs consumers can take note of include: no trustworthy romantic interest or investment coach will pressure someone to quickly invest a large amount of money into a little-known trading platform or cryptocurrency. If you or someone you know realizes that you've been scammed, you should take the following steps. Stop all contact with the scammer. Save all communications with the scammer, including bank and cryptocurrency account transaction records. Collect any identifying information they have about the scammer, including their name, phone number, email and mailing addresses, and social media account handles. And report the scam to your financial institutions, credit card companies, and local law enforcement right away. Consumers with questions are encouraged to contact the DFI's Division of Securities at 608-266-2139. Looking for a volunteer opportunity? Well, the Mercer Area Snowgoers have one for you. This Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., you're invited to join the crew for their annual brushing day. Starting at 9, you'll arrive for trail assignment and bakery goods with coffee to start the day. And they do ask that you bring any equipment you may have to help maintain the trails, including pole saws, chainsaws, weed whackers, brush loppers, side-by-sides, and ATVs. And be sure to pack plenty of water and dress accordingly for outdoor work. Lunch will be provided after 1 p.m. as a thank you for helping them get the trails ready for the best riding season yet. They do ask that you please mark if you plan to attend so they can make sure to have enough food, and you can find this event posting on the Mercer Area Snowgoers Facebook page. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, October 18th at 9 a.m. over at 2625 West Margaret Street in Mercer. How did Wisconsin end the fiscal year in 2025? Joanne Krulitz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the budget stabilization fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office. The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on DOA's website.
The Price County Highway Department would like you to know that on Monday, October 20th, the Timms Hill Entrance Road will be closed through traffic for culvert replacements. It will be closed 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and visitors to the park will be directed to use the exit road to access the park. Once again, Monday, October 20th, the Timms Hill Entrance Road will be closed for culvert replacements from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Visitors to the park will be directed to use the exit road to access the park. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation and understanding. Tuesday, October 21st at 5 p.m., the Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts invite you to join them for an evening you're sure to enjoy. This is their annual meeting, featuring a board meeting at 5 p.m., followed by a potluck and a program at 6:15 p.m., and you can find the agenda of the meeting at ironcountyoutdoors.org. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, October 21st at 5 p.m., over at the Mercer Community Center. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs, and so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball, and it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Ziemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rickall-Cavera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.